Unit 2. Form filling and table completion.
Listening activity number 4. You will hear the BBC weather forecast. As you listen, fill in the missing information in the correct column.
And now the weather forecast by BBC's Rob McElney. Rob.
Here's the weather forecast for the next 24 hours for the whole of England, Wales and Scotland. Well, in South England and Midlands, it'll be mainly cloudy with showers or longer spells of rain. And there will be quite a cold wind coming from the west, creating temperatures around 3 to 5 degrees Celsius. I don't think you'll see much of the sun. Cloudy all day with showers, I'm afraid. And in Wales and Northern Ireland, there will be a mixture of sunny spells in the morning, and in the afternoon, there will be quite a strong north-easterly wind, causing the temperature to be lower than yesterday, around 2 to 4 degrees. You can expect some rain in the evening. The east coast of England will see the best of today's weather. It will be warmer than yesterday, no winds and sunshine, so quite warm for the time of the week. In Scotland and Northern Ireland, however, there will be heavy rain and snow over the highest ground. The temperature will drop to below freezing, minus 3 or minus 5, and on the highest spots, minus 10. It will be very cold and very windy everywhere, with gales in places and severe gales in parts of the north. Again, very cold below freezing and very windy. And that's all from me. Listening activity number 5. A man is looking for a new flat. He is talking to an estate agent. Listen carefully and fill in the form below.
Good morning. May I help you?
Yes, I'm looking for a flat. I'd like one with 2 bedrooms.
All right. Have a seat, please. Let me ask you a few questions. First of all, may I have your name, please?
My name's Perry Prattley.
How do you spell your last name, Mr. Prattley?
It's Prattley.
Prattley. First name, Perry. And what's your present address, Mr. Prattley?
It's 14 Twyford Avenue.
How do you spell Twyford?
Twyford.
Twyford. That's in West Ealing, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Do you have a phone number?
Yes, it's 563-8995.
563-8995. And could you tell me your occupation, please?
I'm a clerk.
I see. And the name of your employer?
I work for Barclays Bank in West Ealing.
Barclays Bank. Fine. And you're looking for a 2-bedroom flat?
That's right.
Could you wait just a minute, please? I'll take a look in our files.
Listening activity number 6. You are going to listen to a conversation between a landlord and a tenant. Imagine you are the tenant. Listen carefully and fill in the form below. Hello, can I help you?
Yes, I saw an advert in the local paper for a room to rent. Is it still available?
Yes, it is. Would you like to see it?
Thank you.
Here's the room. As you can see, it's large and has plenty of space. There is a single bed and a settee in the corner. The kitchen, toilet and bathroom are on the 1st floor.
I see. Would I share them with anyone else?
Yes, you would share them with 4 other people who have rooms here. Is that all right for you?
Yes, that's fine. May I ask you a few questions about the accommodation?
Certainly, go ahead.
Is there a phone in the house I can use?
I'm sorry, there isn't. But you can receive calls here and you can make calls from the phone box down the road.
I see. Will I have to pay any bills?
No, your rent covers all the bills.
That's very good. The rent is £200 per month, isn't it? When is it due?
The rent is due on the first day of the month. Is there anything else you would like to know?
No. I think you've told me all that I need to know. Can I think about the room and call you before 6 p.m. with my decision?
Certainly. If you decide to take the room, you will have to pay £200 plus £150 deposit, which is refundable when you leave, providing you haven't damaged anything. If you break anything, though, I can't refund all your deposit.
I understand. Would you please tell me your telephone number?
Yes, 409-3378.
409-3378. Thank you very much. I'll speak to you later on today.
Fine, but you'd better phone back as soon as you can if you want it, because I may rent it out to someone else in an hour or two. Listening activity number 7. You will hear a conversation at the customs in Gatwick Airport. As you listen, fill in the form below.
Next, please. Good morning, sir. May I have your disembarkation card?
What?
Your landing card. Do you have one?
No, I have no card.
I see. Well, I'm afraid you need one. Here, let me help you. First of all, could I have your surname, please?
My name?
Yes, your last name. You know, your family name.
Ah, yes, Anthony Butcher.
I beg your pardon?
Anthony Butcher.
Could you spell that for me, please?
B-U-T-C-H-E-R, Butcher.
B-U-T-C-H-E-R. And your first name?
Anthony.
I'm sorry, but I'm afraid you're going to have to spell that one too.
A-N-T-H-O-N-Y.
All right. And what's your occupation, Mr. Butcher? What do you do?
My job?
Yes.
I'm a student. I don't have a job right now.
And when were you born? What's your birthday?
14th of April, 1966.
April the 14th, 1966. And your nationality?
Sorry?
What country do you come from?
My country? Italy.
So you're an Italian. And what's the reason for your trip? Why have you come to the UK?
Why? To study English.
Fine. And where will you be staying?
With my brother.
All right. What's his address, please?
Address?
Yes, your brother's address. Where does he live?
35 Halefield Road, Tottenham, London.
35 Halefield Road, Tottenham. Okay, that's it. Have a nice day. Next, please.
Listening activity number 8. You're a member of the staff in a lost property office in a department store. A woman comes to your office to report that she has lost something. As you listen, fill in the report form with the information she gives you.
Excuse me, please. I seem to have lost my handbag.
Oh, I see. Well, I'll have to fill out this lost property report for you. It was a handbag, you say?
That's right.
What sort of a handbag?
Well, it was oval-shaped and made of leather.
I see. And what colour was it?
It was a black and white checked one.
And what would it be worth?
Well, it was quite an expensive one. I bought it last month and I paid £50 for it.
What was in your bag?
A purse with £200 cash, my car keys and my driving licence as well.
And where did you leave it?
I'm sure I left it in the coffee shop on the 6th floor.
And when was that?
About 2:30, I think.
Where did you go when you left the coffee shop?
To the record department. I wanted to buy some magazines there, but I found I'd lost my handbag, so I came here.
I'm sure it'll turn up. Now, could you tell me your name?
Thomas. Janet Thomas.
And your address, Mrs. Thomas?
25 King Street.
And your telephone number, please?
423-7689.
All right, Mrs. Thomas. We'll let you know as soon as we find out.
Thank you very much. Listening activity number 9. You will hear an interview between a young woman who has applied for a position with a company and the personnel officer of the company. As you listen, fill in the form below.
I wonder if you'd mind telling me your full name, please, Miss Sutton?
Shirley Sutton.
How do you spell Sutton?
S-U-T-T-O-N.
Thank you. Now let me see, you studied English at college, didn't you?
Yes, that's right. I was at Leeds University.
When was that?
In 1990.
So you graduated about 4 years ago?
That's right.
And could you tell me what kind of work experience you've had?
My last position was as a teacher at Smithfield Secondary School in Leeds.
When was that exactly?
From 1992 to 1993.
Uh-huh.
Before that, I worked for Kmart as a shop assistant. That was from 1990 to 1992, and I've been doing freelance work for the last few months.
Well, Miss Sutton, your qualifications for the job are excellent. Could you tell me what kind of salary you're expecting?
Well, in my last job I was making £500 a month. I understand that this position has a starting salary of around £600 a month.
That's right.
That would be fine with me.
And is there anything you'd like to ask about the job?
Yes, I'd like to know if the company provides opportunities for further education.
Yes. Our employers are allowed to take up to 4 hours a week at full pay to attend college courses.
That's very generous.
Is there anything you'd like to know?
No, not at this time.
Well, I've enjoyed meeting and talking with you. We'll call you within the week.
Thank you. I appreciate the time you've given me. Bye.
Goodbye.
Listening activity number 10. You will hear 4 telephone messages. As you listen, write down the important information given by the callers. Now listen to the messages. Message 1.
Hello, 562-261.
Oh, hello. Could I speak to Bill?
Afraid he's not here at the moment. Could I take a message for him?
Yes. Would you ask him to phone me tonight before 10 o'clock? If he gets back before then, I go to bed at 10, yes? Or tomorrow morning, before I leave for work. I leave the house about 8:30, okay?
Right, yeah.
My number is 235-669.
Right, and you... Oh, what's your name?
Oh, sorry. Mary. Mary Roberts.
Mary Roberts.
Right, thank you. Thank you very much.
Fine, I'll give him the message. Goodbye.
Bye. Message 2. Hello, 237-561.
Oh, Henry Gray here. Can I speak to Tom, please?
Ah, I'm afraid Tom's not in. Can I take a message for him?
Yes. Look, I've arranged to meet him tomorrow morning in my office.
Yeah?
At 9:30. Look, I can't make it at that as early as that now. Can you give him a message?
Yes.
I want to change the time of the meeting to 10:30, please, instead of 9:30.
Yeah.
All right. Now look, if this isn't possible, can you get Tom to phone back at any time this afternoon before 5:30?
Yes. What's your number?
My number is 488-992.
488-992. 10:30 tomorrow morning in your office. What's your name again?
Henry Gray.
Fine. I'll leave him the message.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Message 3.
Hello, 345-714.
Oh, is Linda there?
No, I'm afraid she's out at the moment.
Oh, Lord, well, look, this is Anne Bridge speaking.
Oh, hang on, I haven't got a pencil. Hang on just a second. Right, Anne Bridge, yeah?
Would you please tell Linda that the film will be shown at 8 o'clock this evening instead of 8:30?
Yeah.
so I think we'd better meet at 7:30 in front of the school gate.
Right, so you're coming to meet her at 7:30 in front of the school gate.
Could you get Linda to call me at lunchtime?
Yeah?
Thanks.
Oh, what's your number?
444.
Yeah?
0456.
0456.
Yeah.
Right, I'll give her the message as soon as I see her.
Oh, thanks a lot. Sorry to trouble you. Bye.
That's all right. Bye-bye.
Message 4.
Hello, 409267.
Hello. Hello. Do you think I could speak to Linda?
Afraid she's out at the moment. Can I take a message for her?
Ah, now. It's about the arrangements for Sunday.
Yes.
Saturday, no. Oh, this is awfully difficult. Now, well, perhaps you could tell her that I've heard the weather forecast this evening. It's going to rain tomorrow, so we have to use the school hall for our stalls instead of the playing ground.
Just a minute. Let me get a pencil and write them down. Yes. Use the school hall instead of playing ground.
Would you please tell her to come earlier tomorrow morning? Let's say at 8:30. Yeah, 8:30 at the school hall, so we will have plenty of time to rearrange our stalls. Could you say that? She should be there at 8:30.
Yeah. Who actually are you?
Debbie Harris.
Yes, has she got your number?
She has. Thank you so much.
Fine. Do you want to give it to me just in case?
No, it's all right, I think. It's perfectly all right.
Fine. I'll give her the message then. Goodbye.
Goodbye to you.
Listening activity number 11. You are going to hear an interview on transportation. As you listen, fill in the form below. Excuse me, my name is Kendra Hammer. I'm doing a survey on transportation in the city. Are you college students?
Yes, we are. I'm Mike. He's Tom and she is Liz. They're my classmates.
Hi, it's nice to meet you. Can I ask you some questions?
Okay, if it's quick.
Sure. Mike, how do you usually get to work?
By bus.
And Liz, how about you?
I drive to school.
I see. Do you drive too, Tom?
No, I ride a bicycle to school.
How far is your school from your home?
Not very far. Only about a few blocks.
How long does it usually take you to get to school?
Oh, about 15 minutes by bike.
How far is it from your home, Mike?
About 5 miles.
How many minutes does it take you to get to school?
About 15 minutes or 20 minutes.
How about you, Liz? How far is your school from your home?
20 miles, but some days it seems like 100.
How long does it usually take you to get to school?
It depends. In good weather, it takes about 1 hour. In bad weather, on rainy days like today, 90 minutes.
Are you ever late to school because of transportation problems?
Well, no. If there is a car accident, it slows me down a lot. But when it rains, I just leave earlier.
How about you, Mike? Are you ever late for school?
Well, yes. Sometimes the bus is late.
I'm lucky. I don't have that problem.
Do you think that transportation is a serious problem in this city?
Yes, it is a problem. We need more buses.
Yes, definitely. We need a better subway system.
Well, that's all. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Listening activity number 12. You will hear a conversation. As you listen, fill in the missing information in the form below. Now listen to the conversation.
Good morning, Pan Am. Yes, I'm phoning about the job advertised in this morning's paper. Oh yes, I'll put you through to the personnel manager, Mr. Bradshaw. Could I have your name, please? Yes, it's Penny Jacobs. All right, just a second.
Hello, Bradshaw speaking.
Mr. Bradshaw, my name is Penny Jacobs. I'm phoning about your advertisement for an air stewardess.
Oh, yes. Are you a graduate?
Yes. I graduated from college last year.
Which college did you graduate from?
UEA, the University of East Anglia.
I see. And what did you study there?
I did sociology and foreign languages.
Foreign languages? How many languages can you speak?
I can speak French and Italian.
And what kind of work experience have you had?
Well, I worked at Kmart in West Road for 3 months. Then I began to work for Jade Travel Agency. I've been working for this agency for about 6 months.
I see, and, you want to be a stewardess?
Yes, very much. When I was a child, I dreamt of being an air stewardess. You see, I really like travelling and meeting people.
Okay, Miss Jacobs. Well, could you come in for an interview, say 9:30 on Friday morning?
Yes, that would be fine.
Good. We're on the 6th floor of the ABB building in Oxford Street. And could you bring your degree certificate and your birth certificate with you?
Yes, of course.
Good. Miss Jacobs, see you on Friday morning then.
Thank you. Goodbye. Listening activity number 13. You will hear an interview. As you listen, fill in the form on your worksheet. Now listen to the interview.
I'm from the local newspaper. May I ask you some questions?
Yes, of course.
What's your name?
I'm Caroline Wood from England.
How long have you been an airline stewardess, Miss Wood?
Just over 4 years.
And you've never had any other job?
No. I've worked as a stewardess for Singapore Airlines ever since I left university.
University? What subject did you do?
Mathematics.
You didn't finish your degree then?
Oh, I got a degree all right, and quite a good one too.
But then, why?
People are always asking me that question. The answer's quite simple. I'm doing what I want to do.
Yes, but you don't make any use of your education that way.
Well, most people who have degrees don't either. Except to make money or to get on in the world. Well, I don't especially want to get on. I like to travel and I love meeting people. In my work as a stewardess, I meet all kinds of people and travel from one country to another. I really enjoy this work. Besides, I make money too, enough to live on.
But in effect, you've thrown away a very expensive education.
Do you think so? Actually, I make very good use of it. You see, when I finish work, I don't take any problems home with me. I have time to read, and I have time to learn foreign languages, and then to practice them.
How many languages can you speak?
I can speak Spanish, French, and a little Chinese.
Chinese?
Yes. My boyfriend is Chinese and lives in Singapore. I lived there for 1 year with my father. He was an engineer.
I see. Well, thank you for your time, Miss Wood. Listening activity number 14. You will hear a dialogue between a bank officer and a customer. As you listen, fill in the form below.
Can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to transfer some money to a bank account in New York.
Do you have all the details?
Yes.
Okay, we can fix that up for you right now. Do you have the name of the bank?
Yes, it's Great Western Bank in New York.
And who is the money to go to?
Mrs. Ellen Robbins.
Right. And her address?
3021 Sagebrush Drive in New York.
Sorry, could you say that again, please?
3021 Sagebrush Drive. S-A-G-E-B-R-U-S-H Drive, New York.
Thank you. And her name is Robbins?
Yes, that's right.
Good. And the money is to be forwarded to her account at Great Western Bank?
Yes. Her account number is V-O-2-33-779.
V-O-2-33-779. Right. And the amount?
£300.
£300. Okay. Now let's see. The exchange rate today is, yes, $1.5 to the pound. So £300 comes to $450. And your name?
Elton John.
Elton John.
Right.
And your address?
8 Grange Park, Ealing Broadway.
8 Grange Park, Ealing Broadway. Right. Well now, there's a transfer fee. It's £3 for a payment order and £6 if we telegraph it through.
What's the difference?
Well, with a telegraphic transfer, it will get there in 3 days. The other way, it will take about 2 weeks.
Oh, it's fairly urgent, so I think I'd better telegraph it.
All right. Well, I'll hand this on to the teller, and she'll call out your name in a few minutes.
Thank you.
Listening activity number 15. You are going to listen to a conversation between a student and a clerk at Barclays Bank. Listen carefully and tick if the information is correct, or write in the changes.
Hello, I'd like to open a bank account.
What type of account do you want?
Well, I'm going to London University in October, and I need somewhere to deposit my grant.
Well, who pays your grant?
The British Council.
You could open a student account with us.
What does it offer?
Well, normally, you'd receive a chequebook, which saves you having to carry a lot of cash around. You would also get a Connect card, which you can use 24 hours a day in our machine at any branches, and in the machines of Lloyds, Bank of Scotland, and the Royal Bank of Scotland. You can obtain up to 200 per day and night by using your Connect card. The Connect card can also be used for a cheque guarantee card.
Sorry, what's that?
A cheque guarantee card enables you to cash up to £50 without prior arrangement at most banks in the UK. And you'll need it to pay shops, garages, hotels, etc., because it guarantees that your cheque will be honoured.
I see. Will I get interest on the money in my student account?
Yes, you will get a small amount of interest. That is, up to £500, the interest is 4%. £500 or more, the interest goes up to 6%.
What other advantages do student accounts have?
Well, we offer a 250 overdraft limit at our lower rate of interest.
Can I open a student account then? What do I need?
You need a letter to prove that you're getting a grant from some authority, and identification such as your passport. Then, you need to fill in some simple forms about your course and the duration of your stay in the UK, your address, and your signature.
Okay, I'll bring them in later. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Goodbye.